Hey everyone, this is going to be my very quick 5-minute review of Fast 9. F9, the Fast Saga, Fast and the Furious 9, whatever the heck they call it. Enjoy the ad. Okay. If all of y'all have not been paying attention, the Fast and the Furious has been the most unlikely saga of movies that I've ever heard of. It's maybe like, I don't want to say backed into, but it's just a franchise that I respect for its ability to take on, absorb, and just it's be an action movie. So I was watching the original Fast and the Furious with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel and Jordana Brewster and Michelle Rodriguez and the other guys. And from the beginning, it's always been a fairly multiracial thing because, like, you have, like, the, I want to say the Korean kid, but I'm not sure if he was Japanese or not, so I'm not going to, I'm going to say the Asian American kid who was a rival gangster who's just, like, someone with, like, a bunch of stolen DVD players in his family's warehouse that had money. Then you had and guns. He had guns, let's be fair now. Paul Walker, undercover cop, going native, like really enjoying the ins and outs of street racing. Falls for Vin Diesel's sister, Mia, who Vin Diesel and is this really charismatic, very all-around good guy, but has a problem with breaking in to trucks and stealing things. It was very 2000s because there was a lot of 2000s stuff going on, like, fashion-wise. There was a lot of 2000s stuff going on with, like, the techno and film score going on. Well, second movie comes out. No Vin Diesel, but we have Tyrese Gibson, and it's a lot of the same, and Eva Mendes. So third movie comes out, and this is like the trend of, well, clearly this movie is gonna suck because none of the original cast. You have a 30-year-old guy trying to play a teenager. He gets shipped off to Japan for illegal street racing, where he finds more illegal street racing. Go figure. Vin Diesel does a cameo in that movie get the rights to Riddick, but the no one thinks it's gonna be a big thing. However, the film franchise survives. It's a moneymaker. People are going to see the movie because A, it's action, B, they see themselves on screen. Like, there's Asians and black dudes, plural, in the movie. So, Fast 4 comes along, build the universe, bring back Vin Diesel, bring back Paul Walker, and that just kicks off license to do anything. Like, we're talking gangsters, we're talking international spies, we're talking CIA, spooks, like masterminds, gangsters, British people. A lot of British people because, bring in The Rock, bring in Jason Statham. Hey, remember Eva Mendes? She was in this? She can be in this too. Just brings us to Fast 9 where, fuck it. Like, the amount of bullets and squibs in this are incredible. Only one person dies in the entire movie that I see die on screen, and that's Francis Ngannou. Which, by the way, good on the series, because, like, having UFC champions as in roles, because having Francis Ngannou in there, having Ronda Rousey in there up against Michelle Rodriguez at one point, really cool. This movie does not have The Rock, and it does not have Jason Statham, and it the cast benefits from it in terms of people get to have more time to shine. And shout out to Tyrese Gibson, because he had three of the greatest scenes in the movie altogether. Vin Diesel brings on John Cena, who is, if you combine Jason Statham and The Rock into one person and gave him hair, go ahead. That's who he is. And he is the Paul Walker version of, like, on steroids almost. And by the way, I'm not saying bad on them, but, like, they kind of have to work it around, because if you're going to have Jordana Brewster in there playing Mia, who's Brian's wife in the movie and mother of the kids, it's like, oh, Brian's watching the kids. Okay. That doesn't make any sense to me, but okay. Someone's got to watch the kids, because everyone's been around long enough to start their own families. There's a lot of people talking at each other, but this movie is epic. And I mean that in the sense that it spans multiple years. It has a lot of things going on. I will say this, though. The trailer really ruined it for me. If it was just John Cena and the family relationship, which, by the way, good on Charlize Theron for pointing out, it's like, wait a second, Dominic Toretto, some kind of either Mexican-American or Italian-American father, I think John Toretto or Jack Toretto was his name. They name him in the movie. I can't think of it. Which, by the way, they kept the canon from things that happened in Fast 1, like, that are in this. Damn it, I got a freaking fly in my car, and I hate the summer for this very reason. So anyway, review is going on 2 minutes longer than I wanted it to, but like, it's like, wow, you have a real, like, what kind of family did you come from? Which, by the way, if they do for Fast 10, the mom, the mother Toretto of the family, just shows up, or one of them, like, just to explain, it's like, oh, dad had multiple wives and he got the kids and all of them. If that happens, or if he took in somebody, like, if Jacob was adopted, actually, it would be funny if Dom was adopted and just, like, anyway, so, the movie is good. The action at a certain point is like, yeah, it's a Fast and Furious movie. What are you going to do? I think me personally, the movie topped out at Brazil, because it was totally ridiculous, but it was enough of everything going on, like Gal Gadot hot, like everyone was fucking hot, introducing The Rock. Who knows? Like, I know they did a spinoff. They could do multiple, in the vein of type things. You could tell, like, certain people, I think, are getting a little tired of the role that they have, because I think Kurt Russell maybe filmed for a week and then went off, and same thing with Helen Mirren. Like, I think she had, not a scene, but she had a car chase going on. Charlize Theron, I think she got her stuff done in a week. So, I don't think... I'm not saying mercy kill it, but... finish it with 10. Let it go. Like Hobbs and Shaw is a thing. Like, you can always bring people back. There's always spinoff opportunities. Just, if it goes to 11, it turns into, like, a really bad horror movie franchise where it's like, oh my God, how are cars gonna save the world this time? And peace.